You're listening to another great episode of We Speak Dispatch, sponsored by our friends at Watson.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything.
Welcome back, everybody, to another excellent edition of We Speak Dispatch. Jill's kicking it off with scissors. Welcome, Jill.
Hey, what's up?
And we got Leslie and Doug, two of our other main people on the podcast as well.
Hey, hello, hello.
We've been on since 2020.
Wow.
It's amazing.
And one of the topics we've never discussed, I think, comes up in every 911 center. We were talking about it, and I just couldn't believe we have not discussed this. Today, we're going to be talking about disgusting things in dispatch.
Yikes.
In habit.
Is your fridge.
Scissors, so I can cut people off.
I'm talking about, is your fridge clean? Is the trash taken out? What does your comm center look like? The floors, the keyboards? And what is the most disgusting thing at your center? And when we started talking about this thing, Doug said he had a lot of stories. So Doug, just go ahead and kick it off. Well, something yuck.
Yeah, let me tell you something that was bad. We had a girl that was clearly very pregnant. Where I worked in a big office with her, and we were both working a position where we sat right next to each other. And throughout the day, she kept saying, "I don't feel good." And I'm like, "Well, I mean, it's probably morning sickness, or I don't know how long that goes, but whatever." So at one point we had a big pursuit going and we're like doing stuff. And then I heard her grab a trash can. I'm like, "What is she doing?" And I looked and she's throwing up in this trash can. I'm like, "Oh God, I'm going to get sick," because I'm trying to listen to the pursuit as she's retching in the corner over here. It was bad. And the smells, I was like, "Oh God, I'm sick."
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yes. Jill, what about your concept? What was disgusting at your place?
Some of the people. Some of the people. Like, you'd have people who would sit there and do personal hygiene habits at the console, because I mean, you're there for 12 hours, why not like paint your nails? Because nobody wants to smell nail polish in a comm center. I mean, like, it would just permeate the entire room. They do their nails, they paint
Did
them.
Did she just cuss on this broadcast?
Huh? Yeah, maybe bleep out the F word.
Yeah, you're cussing on the broadcast.
Oh. We're going to have to mark this one explicit.
Well, I forgot where I am. But anyway, so, or somebody would decide to heat up fish. That was always a favorite.
Fish like, at work.
Yeah, and then you bring into a room that doesn't have any ventilation. So that was always disgusting.
Doing their nails, Jill, or did they actually clip their nails?
It was everything. It was the whole kit and caboodle. Clip them, file them, sand them down, pull off.
Fly after cut into somebody else's food or
anything.
Oh, God.
Okay. Oh my God. It's when you clean the keyboards is when you find that stuff and you're like,
"Yes,
that curly hair better be off your head because it's really weird." So,
or you sit down after somebody and the entire desktop is sticky. Mm-hmm. And like, we used Lysol wipes back then before like Lysol wipes were a thing, but holy crap, like, how do you sit here for 8 hours in that mess?
Leslie, what do you got going on at your 911 center? I mean, people are relating to this podcast. I just know it. And I can't wait to get to ours.
Well, I know that cleanliness was certainly a big deal. You know, the clipping of the nails and just, you know, hair. And it wasn't, you know, you'd trying to be type on your keyboard and a key wouldn't work. And so you'd flip it over and you'd hit. And then, stuff. And really, that's why you've got businesses now that go in and clean comm centers. Because think about it, it's a room that is 24/7, 365. There's always people in it. I know that there was one person that worked at our center years and years ago. And we had, you know, the big desk chairs, and it wasn't leather, it was the material sort of thing. But so, you know, you're relieving them, they get up, you sit back down, and the seat is damp.
And you're hoping it's water.
That's so gross. What's more disgusting, that or nails?
About you, Joe?
I mean, yeah. So we had all that stuff as well, but I'm going to share a different one. Is our 911 center was right along a river. And so during August, it would get awfully humid and the river bugs And they're these clear little bugs. I don't even know what they are. They're not flies. They're not like little gnats or anything. They're just like, I call them clear. They're like a fluorescent yellow little bug. And they would be flying all through our comm center and like getting in people's hair, shirts. And what one of the things that would make some of them go away as it got colder, the mice would come in every once in a while. You'd hear the snap of the mouse trap catch the mice. So we battled some rodents and we battled some bugs. But fortunately for us, the rodents and the bugs were only a few times a year, not all the way around year round. So the biggest deal for us was probably the break room. It was a small break room for as big as a staff as we were, and the fridge, just people bringing in stuff that thought they needed to leave it there all week. And then they maybe would take the day off and it would stay extra time and it would never get cleaned out and get shoved to the back. And then when you do clean it out, you're picking up what used to be a firm like tomato and now it's like salsa, you know?
And it's bubbling.
So it just really depends on.
You know, I think we had Ricardo on here once. I'm talking about this red burrito situation he had.
Oh, yeah.
It just reminded me, I worked at a comm center that had the bathroom on the op floor. I mean,
it was right off.
And so it was like, I mean, and it was directly across, believe it or not, from the supervisor office. My door faced the bathroom door. So when people go in there and have an issue or whatever, something evil come out, I mean, it just, you'd have to leave. It was just like, I can't take it much longer. You'd have to get. Bad thing was, I could leave the room. The dispatcher's working the floor, just sitting there going, what? And you could just see him spraying Febreze.
Oh,
so I feel bad because the person coming out there is like, they know what they've done. And it's like, they're just like, I'm sorry, but I had something bad. It's like, yikes.
I'm going to go back to the beginning of this podcast too. I want to share one more story because what started this podcast was actually COVID. And what came up in 911 centers were the COVID barriers where they put the plastic separate the 911 center or the councils from one person. And those, when they don't get cleaned, they get some interesting nicknames. Sure, you can comment what you want, but I heard, you know, snot barriers because people would sneeze. They would go up against the plastic and whatnot. So if you do put those up in your comm center, make sure you're, but we've talked a lot about disgusting things. Let's give some ideas on ways we overcome some of these.
Yes, please.
Some ideas of what they can do to overcome it. So Doug, with the barfing in the can.
How about this? I'll make it easy. If you're sick, stay home. Because if you're sick and you come to work, you're only going to make everybody else either sick or disgusted. So if you're really, really sick, stay home. You know when you're really sick and you're like, I still got to go to work. Well, if you didn't blow all your vacation time doing something else, I mean, you need to take that day and stay home. Don't come to work. We'll work short. It's okay because it's like, I don't want to work next to somebody who's violently ill. And I don't want to hear that kind of stuff going on. I mean, I had somebody tell me one time, she's sitting next to me and I could hear her stomach rumbling the whole day. And I'm like, are you hungry? And she goes, no, I'm just digesting stuff. And I'm like, oh, I want to know. So I would say if you're sick, stay home. Stop it. Don't get us all infected with whatever the heck you got going on.
And Jill, what about the nails and the people, as I think is what you mentioned?
I think that's just a manager thing. You just got to sit your people down and talk to them and be like, hey, like nobody wants to sit here. Like the nail polish especially and the nail polish remover, it's just, it's a very harsh smell to smell in a confined environment, regardless of who you are or where you're at. Like it's just, you can't hide that smell and it sticks around for a while. Yeah. And the food, I mean, you can't tell me not to make fish, but like, can you eat sushi? It doesn't need to be cooked.
Yeah, but they people, they eat broccoli and they heat that up.
Broccoli and spinach and stuff like that. People. So, and I was going to say something about the whole refrigerator thing. My pet peeve was the dishes in the sink. Like, you know you put dishes in the sink. Yeah. You know that those three bowls are yours. But yet you're going to put one in there and then not wash it and then put two more in there. That was my biggest pet peeve.
Well, you're waiting for the maid service to show up and they unfortunately don't.
Apparently they thought that the custodians would clean everything. No, like, you know, you did that, like, clean it up. Nobody's going to wash your dishes. So you'd end up with a sink full of dishes and 60 people. Nobody's doing dishes for 60 people. Like,
you know how we kind of stopped that? We took out all the dishes from the cabinets and put in paper.
Yeah.
Paper, everything, paper bowls, paper plates, paper, everything. Cause it's like, if you don't want to wash your stuff, we're not going to give you any bowls. It's like,
well, I started throwing stuff away. Like if it sat in the refrigerator too long, it was growing mold. It's been in for 3 months. You're not missing it in your house. It goes in the trash.
Yeah.
So,
go ahead, Jill.
No, I was just going to, on the refrigerator thing, we had by shift. So each shift had their refrigerator and breaker responsibilities. Nice. So it rotated. So everybody had to do it. And it didn't include washing other people's things. But, you know, they'd put out, okay, on the 15th of every month, that's when we clean out the refrigerator. So put a date on it, put your name on it. If it doesn't have those two things on it, out it goes. And that would be inclusive of if it was in your grandmother's Tupperware that she spent, you know, thousands of dollars on, hey, you know, the rules on the 15th is gone. Woo! So,
man, that would generate some problems, man.
No, I mean, you got it. And my thing is, if it's been sitting in there for long enough to grow mold, you're not missing it at your house. It's not that important.
Maybe they forgot it. It's like,
Well,
but it's not that important.
Yeah, you put the signs up, hey, on the 15th, cleaning it out. But the, like the body odor stuff and damp chair and all those things. I mean, I think we could all probably put ourselves in a situation where we've had to call in an employee and say, hey, this is going to be a tough conversation, but we have to have it because you may not be aware of what's happening. And I want to make sure that you have an opportunity to resolve whatever issue that's going on. But, you know, we've had situations where after you've sat in a chair for a while, you know, when people come in and I get you're working for 10, 12, 14 hours, you know, you got to get up, air it out, let things happen.
But, you know what, though? We had that same issue at one of the comm centers I worked in, pretty close to where Leslie used to work. And they were making these, what they call them, butt pads, these like padded things you'd put in the chair to protect you so you don't like that. So you don't have to sit on somebody's moist chair. And we had to tell people, like, you know what, if you've got an issue, because we had one person who clearly had something wrong with her. She couldn't control herself half the time. And so, you know, sometimes she would leak and it's like, oh God. And she'd call me on the phone. I need a new chair. And I'm like, oh man, it's like,
so if we're going to,
well, we had a company come in to clean the chairs. We finally got our lieutenant to give us a company. They came out, they steam cleaned all the chairs, and we were outside when they were doing it. Oh my God. I mean, the stuff coming out of these chairs, I was like, we need to call hazmat. This is crazy.
Yeah. But if we're issuing people headsets and you know that your chair budget is limited, and you know, this on Amazon, $15.
Yeah, well, that's now. And this is several years ago.
You're not putting your rear end exactly where somebody else's rear end was. It kind of keeps it all separate.
Yeah, and for me and the bugs or whatever, one of the things that I had to do was just keep an eye on the weather. Once the humidity started to go up, I knew it was always around August 1st. Get a hold of rodent control. They would spray outside around the doors and the buildings, and it helped keep it under control.
Joe, how did the bugs get into the center?
Well, we were on the top of a third floor building that had been through a derecho, and everything wasn't exactly sealed real tight from the ceiling down. So I'm guessing they came in from above, or when people
did it leak then when it rained?
In the EOC, yes, it did, right in the middle of the room. So all the equipment was on the outside of the room because it would leak in the middle of the room. So rather than having the normal ceiling tiles in the square ceiling, it would be the plastic tiles to let the rain kind of just drop on the floor.
Oh my God. You had a pool in there.
Yeah. So, but the good news is the 911 center itself was a little bit off the floor from the EOC and it would not leak in there. But you could hear it when the humidity would condensate and get on the air conditioning tubes. And all of a sudden you would hear the water coming down and it would go into the EOC and the manager office where I was. So I would quick try and move the equipment away from the window.
Did they ever think about maybe fixing that?
They definitely did their best and tried, but nothing quite got in there. There were some summers when it wasn't extreme humidity and extreme heat where that was not an issue. But if it was extreme humidity, extreme heat, you could count on the bugs.
Well, you know, let me go to this smelly employee thing, because I had to deal with that as a new supervisor right away. And I think I've talked about this topic at every class I teach about the difficult conversations you have to have with people sometimes and tell them. I mean, it's not easy to tell somebody that they smell or they leaked or whatever. And it's like, it's a hard conversation to have. And a lot of supervisors don't want to do it. They're like, it's not my job. I'm not their parent. I'm not, but you're making the workplace difficult because you choose not to deal with these things. So, I mean, right. I think that's an important component of this conversation of,
yes,
if you're somebody in charge, you should have be enough cojones to say, hey, I need to take this person right. and talk to him. As a business, don't do it like, you know, making it a nasty situation.
Treat sure.
business, man. It's like, keep it simple. Have you had that?
Yeah, and I agree. I think, Doug, you're... Well, I think you, Doug, when you say, you know, oh, that's not my job or whatever. But if you are a supervisor, if you are a manager, part of your job responsibility is to create a work environment where people can succeed. And by not stepping in and having those difficult conversations, I think they are now contributing to what is going to turn into a lot of resentment and bitterness and just...
We had people that wouldn't take over a radio position. They were like, I'm not going to sit there because we saw her pushing the key to talk thing with her feet. So she had her bare feet up on the console, touching the button to push to talk. And it was like, I can't tell you how many times I had to go out there and say this person's name, put your shoes on. It's like, I mean, it was just, I said, nobody wants to sit there with your feet on the damn console like that. So,
and did you have foot pedals for them to use? I mean, why is she?
We did, but she put her feet up on the console because it was just more comfortable. So she just sat there with her feet on the thing, and then they talk, and she took her toe and hit the button.
Oh my God. I mean, I call it talent. That is talent.
No, it wasn't. She's not a very talented person. Luckily, she didn't work there anymore.
Things.
So.
Any of these disgusting things have been at your 911 center, make sure you leave them in the comments. We hope we gave you some ideas to resolve it. And we hope we gave you some relation that it's not just your PSAP. Everybody goes through these things. Everybody needs to have these difficult conversations to make sure they don't hinder the performance of your 911 center. So Doug, why don't you tell somebody how they can be a guest on this PSAP and give Jill a shout out for everything that she
does. I have no idea. Anyway, if you want to be a guest and join us, like all of our boxes here and jump in there, just send us a quick email or even just go to our Facebook page, send us a message on there, send us a message on Instagram, whatever. We'll respond back to you and say, hey, we'll set this thing up. Actually, we don't set this thing up. Jill set this thing up.
Jill sets it up.
She does all the scheduling for these things and all the difficulty of getting everybody together to do this stuff. So I know we're very appreciative of all of that because when they call and they think they're talking to one of us, no, mm-hmm. not. It's like you're talking to Jill 99% of the time. And I'll ask her, did you respond to this email already? Oh, yeah, I've already did that. And it's like, thank God I don't have to. So I'm not good at that kind of stuff. So that's a great thing. If you want to be a guest, and I hope you all want to be a guest, and tell your friends about this podcast and say, hey, let's talk about an issue. Maybe it's a disgusting issue. Maybe it's a scheduling issue. Maybe it's overtime, whatever it is. But I think you can all jump on here and have a great conversation with us for 15 minutes or so. It's no big deal. Get on it.
Absolutely.
Make it a great trip, everybody. Not a disgusting one. And we hope to see you soon on an episode of East Weekly.
See you, everybody.
Bye.
Adios.
Watson Consoles is a proud sponsor of the We Speak Dispatch podcast. For more information or to schedule a showroom tour, visit watsonconsoles.com.